Hello.
Hello, back again from the farm. Yeah, Sarah, Mark.
Yes, hello. Hello, everyone.
I just jumped right into it. So, yeah, a topic that has been on everybody's lips for a while. I mean, me and Simba has been working on it since we started working spiritually, but it's so everything goes in themes here
Yeah,
at the farm.
this is a big one though.
Yeah, this is a big one. So we have been working with abundance and the money frequency a lot. And it's a very interesting subject to talk about.
Oh yeah, it comes with a lot of baggage, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the lifetime of cultural attachments and beliefs and yeah, there's a lot to talk about
Yeah, there's lots to talk
on
about.
this topic.
Yeah. So we might talk about this more.
Yeah.
But when I was thinking about what topic to choose, I felt like, yeah, the detox is not very interesting right now. And I was like, yeah, we do our thing. And I had a little bit of cooked food yesterday. And now I'm back on fruits. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, it's just, it's not very exciting for someone to listen to at the moment, I think. So I was like, oh, what should we talk about? And then I was like, ooh,
Yeah.
money.
I mean, the detox is still good, but
Yeah.
this is a bit more exciting also for us
Yes.
as well. So like, we can share our energy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where do we start?
Well, I mean, for me, it's actually been kind of slowly building up to this.
Yeah.
I remember Simba did a session here at the farm about money. And it was the first time I really kind of like put like a spiritual lens on it. And I realized that I had a lot of blockages and a lot of negative beliefs about money. And
Yeah.
I used to firmly hold on to this idea that money is the root of all evil. You know, I'm not touching the money. Like, I don't want to be involved in it. Like, I just need enough to eat and to live. Like, leave me alone with money.
Yeah.
And slowly I've kind of just had a massive shift with that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because in our coaching sessions, that has come up as a big one
Yeah.
in the Chopra coaching that I've been doing. Yeah, during those weeks that we've been working with, we have been unlocking a lot of that.
Yeah.
So what would you say that the biggest shifts were, or like the biggest turning points?
Yeah, I think just realizing that I'm worthy of abundance was the hardest one. I kind of come from a blue collar family, and working hard is the only way to get ahead. And in my family, that's true. You know, the
Yeah.
only way to get ahead is to work. And like work is definitely necessary to get ahead, but there's a leverage that you can have with your work, and you can work smart, and you
Yeah.
can do certain things to help you, where you don't necessarily have to work so hard. And so I think that was a big shift for me. And then the other big shift for me was realizing that money is just energy,
Yeah.
and that it doesn't have to be this physical hard, thing like a stack of money or a bag of coins. It's energetic, and it flows, and it moves in and out of frequencies, and through people and through projects and through spaces. And that I don't have to be the in control of that.
Yeah.
I just have to work with it
Yeah.
and flow with it and energetically tune into it, but in a way that I don't get attached to it.
Yeah.
Just work with it.
Yeah. I feel that the relationship to money is quite telling of how you live your life, of the, yeah, your self-worth, and because money is like the frequency of life, so to speak. It's like it's an energy that we block somehow with belief systems and knowledge and interest. And money can be very light and playful, but it can also be very heavy and draining. And there's a lot of fear connected to it. So last year I was working, or I mean, since we started the company, really, This has been a topic that we've been working with quite deep because, yeah, we had to. We kind of threw away the security of the paid, you know, the monthly salary and mm-hmm. the career and all yeah. of that back in our Western society, and we sold everything we owned, and I mean we didn't have much when we started the company, so it's like that has been a topic that has been very present.
Yeah.
And then adding the circumstances in the world and stuff like that brings up that frequency. But
yeah,
that's only so the way that me and Simba views it is that the circumstances only brings up what we need to work with.
Right.
So if there is fear that comes up, then that is something that needs to be addressed. So that's basically how we've been living our lives since we, yeah, I mean, I realize it's almost 6 years ago I left.
So that the corporate world and the salary and all that.
Yeah, and the lifestyle over there.
Yeah.
And started to live a lifestyle where if there's something that is uncomfortable or makes me fearful, then I need to look at that and work through that.
Yeah.
And money and the abundance has been a large thing during the years.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have spent a lot of time and investments in educating ourselves and unlocking our own blockages to be able to help others.
Yeah.
So that has been an ongoing work for many years now.
You guys definitely set a good example. Yeah, it's inspiring.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Really. It helps me on my journey, and you know, using abundance and money as a mirror also has shown me recently that I still have a lot of fear and cynicism.
Yeah. Yeah. We spoke about that the other day.
Yeah, because sometimes if an opportunity comes up, I'm like, But what if, but you know, it could cause a problem later, or, you know, what if it's this, or what if we lose all of our money? And so that analytical brain of mine sometimes gets overactive and I become cynical, which is the blocking of the energy.
Well, what I've noticed with you is that it's not the cynical mind. It's your instant reaction. It's a programming.
Yeah.
It just comes out of your mouth.
Cynicism.
It's instant cynicism.
Yeah.
It's not the intellectual mind going, ooh, that sounds good, but if, dun, dun, dun. Like when I say something, because we have a lot of things going on,
yeah,
and sometimes when I say something to you, your instant reaction is, it's like your whole energy is like pulling back and like, what if?
Yeah.
What if?
Yeah.
And I can feel that. So, I mean, we have more work to do, but it's very interesting to do it. The best way to work with it is, you know, along the way when something happens,
yeah,
and that's what we're doing right now.
Well, I kind of have a history of losing everything that I own, which is another story for another time. But you know, I think there's some work to be done around that.
Yeah. So there's the story of losing it. So the story becomes what's it called in English? Like when the prophecy is self-fulfilling.
Fulfilling yeah.
prophecy. Yes. So that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're creating.
But I don't want that anymore. I want to.
No, that's why we work with it.
Yeah.
That's why we work with it. And I started coaching you with the obvious things
mm-hmm.
in your life that, and how you talk about it, how you, what you say about it, the story that you say.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started to change the meaning of that. And I mean, you are also very, I completely lost it. You're very active in your work. You're very a good student.
Studious.
No, it's like you want to go, you want to succeed, you know.
Yeah,
you're doing the work, you're going deep.
I like to put into practice.
Yes. So
yeah.
Whatever we decide, you kind of do. So I can it's easy to work with you because I can suggest things and you actually try it.
Yeah, of course.
It works. Yeah. So, yeah, so we've been doing different things, and it just, it's like in the small things every day, like how do I, because you're so funny, you have no problem spending a lot of money on something when it involves other people.
Yeah.
And then when it comes to like a small thing that is super cheap, that is only for yourself, then you don't buy it. Then it's like, yeah, I can do that later. It's like, you're all about the community, but not so much about yourself.
I mean, to a little degrees, you know, yeah. I'm kind of getting there, you know, so you know, I bought this motorbike for myself a little while back. But instead of buying the expensive one, I bought the one that's illegal, that has no papers, no blue book, no license plate, you know, so I got the one that like has problems.
And the one you can't drive on the farm because it's a very cool chopper and it's too low, so you can't drive it here on the farmy roads.
That looks super cool.
But it looks cool here in the driveway.
It does.
When you don't have the plastic on top.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, but that's the thing. Yeah, so we are working on very, I mean, since we live together, it's very easy for me to pick up on things, and you and I are very close, so I coach you like all the time.
Right.
So, I mean, it's cool.
It is cool.
So we have some, maybe we share something that, so we have some things. I can share a little bit.
Some tips.
Money is an energy. It's a frequency that is, it's very interesting to look at so how I look at money is probably like my parents look at money, or how I grew up and what I've been told and what's in my culture, mm-hmm. and all of that. So like that rubs off on anyone. That goes with food, exercise,
cultural programming, everything.
Yes, super cultural programming.
Yeah.
So you can start to pay attention to how you are, what are you saying about money?
Yeah.
And these things can, they might not be so easy to track, but some things might be very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one thing to do. And there's many different exercises. And of course, I work with, people can work with me with it, but there's also plenty of other people that you can work with. The story we tell ourselves.
And the beliefs. The beliefs that we're told, and what our culture believes, and what people tell you when you're in school, and you know, when you're in a job, what's important and what's not important, and how to save or not save. Those are all huge things in people's lives.
Yeah, definitely. But one book that changed, I mean, there's two books really, but one book, the first book that I read, that was The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. That is a more spiritual book,
mm-hmm.
but it has a very, very nice way of explaining the energy of money in life and abundance in general. Because abundance, I mean, the money is just one frequency in the abundance frequency, so to speak. So it's about how we are. That's why it's the energy of life. So it's the richness and the fulfillment and how we view the world, basically. That is very nice. The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success is, it's not a very big book, so it's on Audible. It's like an hour and a half or something.
Okay.
And it's if we have it like in the small format.
Oh, it's that little book you gave me that I haven't read yet.
Did I give it to you? Oh no, Simba did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why it's not there in the
the
cards.
I have it.
Okay, you have it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We gotta read that next.
Hoarding the.
Well, I have several. I have like a stack of books, and I'm like always going back and forth between several books.
Yeah, but there's one book that So that book is very, very, very good. It's very nice. It has a beautiful frequency, and I really, really like it. And the second book is The Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Rich Dad Poor Dad. Yeah.
That is something that we read recently that I was recommended a while back, but it took to the holidays to actually read it. And yeah, so I come from I had a job, and that's where you make the money and you have your paycheck and stuff like that.
So that's the security of your whole life is what you're
talking. Yes. And that's also very interesting because that's what we work with here in, with all the work we do is to kind of see where you are heavily connected to the programming of society and that you just practically do as you are
following the formula.
The formula, the rat race and all of that. So, I was in that 100%.
Yeah.
And of course you get a job, you know, it's like, I always knew
I was taught that that's the only way to advance in life, to get through life, is you have to work.
And you get an education and all of that. And I didn't. I dropped out of high school and I didn't.
I'm working on a PhD and I have a massive loan for my master's degree.
Where?
Yeah, I followed the formula for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I did too, but in another way. I felt like I was a loser because I didn't finish school and was doing a lot of partying and all of that, very, like, not very serious.
Yeah.
And then I went back to school, and then I spent all of that time trying to make up for the for the stuff that I did, and I was, like, working my way to some sort of self-worth and all kinds of nonsense. But I learned a lot from that. But that's here, what we're doing is to create some space between that programming and yourself.
Yeah.
So you can actually see, why am I doing things? Am I doing it just because someone told me to do it? Or is it because my heart is open and my spirit is connected and that I truly want to do this rat race. Here I come. This is what I want to do. And then that's what you do. And that's fine. But many reasons why people are not doing so well is because they are not aligned.
Right.
Anyhow, when I started to look at, read the Rich Dad Poor Dad, I was going, oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah, I mean, it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, it just clicked.
The funny thing about that book is that the Rich Dad Poor Dad used to do all these seminars in the U.S. And I remember seeing them, and I was like, oh, what a bunch of crap! You know, some scheme where you pay this guy a bunch of money, and then you never get ahead or whatever.
Yeah.
So I remember seeing those books like in the bookstore and thinking like, oh, whatever. And, it's that judgment, like immediately I never read the book. Right. But I judged it right away as some scheme or some bullshit or something that won't really have any merit. So this time when I read it, I just kind of like went completely judgment free. And I just opened it up and started reading it. And I had so many realizations and so many like aha moments. And every day I was reading like, oh, my God, Sarah. Oh, my God. Dude, like, yeah.
So now it's time for, so this year, now me and Simba decided, okay, it's time to work more actively on the practical part steps of the money frequency and the abundance, because we've been working through the emotional cards.
Yeah.
And now it's time to work more on the practical stuff. And so I told you, read the book and then we talk.
Yeah. So, and we had been a lot.
Yes. And then we just like everything opened up, and we have a lot of cool ideas that we're gonna do.
Yeah, it was a catalyst.
Yeah, it's a catalyst. It's definitely a catalyst.
Yeah.
So And you can read that book, and yeah, you can go back to us and see if you have any cool ideas.
Yeah, let us know.
And what else? Yeah, I've been also working with different coaches. I have one coach that I work with closely that is more on the energetical level that has been very helpful. And I've also worked with EFT, with the money frequency. There I can actually recommend, I mean, you can always work personally with us on any level with the money frequency, but there's a cool,
the one that we did.
Yeah. There's a guy called Michael Hetherington, that has like an abundance pack that you can buy from his website. That is very cool. And what else have we been doing?
We've been brainstorming a lot. Mm. We've just been kind of like getting ideas, yeah. and you know, not letting old thinking patterns block,
yes,
those ideas,
yeah,
in those brainstorming sessions. And yeah.
So the main thing for me is about letting go of the fear, seeing that it's an energy, that it's something to be playful. Yes, one of the people that I work very close with says, money, it's not oxygen.
It's not oxygen.
Yeah, you don't die when you run out.
You have to have it for
No,
life.
You don't die when you run out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, my money ran out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in the Rich Dad book, he says that being poor is a state of mind, and it's a story that you tell, and that, you know, being broke, that means that you're out of funds.
Yes, that doesn't. Yeah, that's not a, exactly.
It's not a state of
poor
being.
Poor is a state of mind. Broke is just a thing that you are for a period of time.
It's just a state of lack of funds.
Yes.
And so then you acquire new funds. Yeah, you do something else. You build something else up, you know, and you don't have to succumb to a negative state of feeling about it.
I remember in the beginning when we moved here, when because me and Simba, of course, we have different relationship with money and so on. And when he came here, I had already worked a lot on myself, and mm-hmm. I have a different view on it. I remember that we had a lot of discussions about that in the beginning, and I think I said to him, like, yeah, it's not oxygen. And also what I said when he said, what if this doesn't work, then I always said, I trust in my own capabilities.
Mm-hmm.
If everything fails, I can work at a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I'm not going to die.
Well, that's what Rich Dad says in the book, the author. I keep calling him Rich Dad. He's not the Rich Dad, but the author,
yeah.
You know, is about that attitude that you have about, you know, you can adapt, you can overcome, you use your brain. Your brain is your financial instrument.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily the bank or your job or the income that you have. You can be resilient, and you can you know, do different things and try new things. And the one thing, another thing that I liked was that he said that specialization is actually harmful, because while you might get really intelligent in one field, that your skills are only applicable to that one field.
Yeah.
So if you can broaden your range of skills and abilities, then you're more adaptable and resilient to do lots of different things.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When I was when I was working in the marketing, I always had like shame and guilt because everyone was specialists.
Mm-hmm.
And I even worked for someone who said, "Sarah, you need to be a specialist." And I was like, just the thought of going into one thing very deep just made me feel like I was drowning.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
It has that effect.
Oh. God, no, I don't want to do that. I mean, you need to be a specialist in something.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't. It's like my whole body just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great. I was very, you know, with the specialist that I was working with, I was very honored, and, you know, I feel that their work is you know, it's very beautiful with someone who's so skilled. But for me, that was not.
Yeah, it's not for everyone.
No, no, definitely not.
Yeah.
So Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I mean, the thing is that he says it's not about how much money you earn. It's about what you do with the money you earn.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and there's a lot of other stuff that they talk about that is very interesting.
It's just packed full of wisdom.
Yeah. I mean, it is very American. So for you, it might be like, I mean, just the fact that they have this tour that they've been, I mean,
he's been doing that for 20 years or longer. The seminars,
sure.
And the books, and he's got a package and three other books.
I just
books.
See Tony Robbins in front of me, you know, with the bombastic, the events that you pay a lot of money for. And it's like,
of course, yeah, let's do it.
It's like, oh, God. Yeah, we don't really have that in Sweden. It's like, don't claim that you're so better than someone else.
Oh, no. In America, it's like the mega horn balloons everywhere. Yeah.
So, yeah, he says that he, and we're running out of time, so I can't talk too much. Yeah, we started a little bit late today, so we need to.
Well, this is a topic that can really unfold over several weeks, I think. You know, we're just scratching the surface, and next time we can talk about some practical things or some experiences maybe, or even some things that we're working on, and describe how we're inspired by the Rich Dad, ideas to do certain things. So.
Yeah. And if you have questions and things, just email us or. Message, comment, whatever, if there's anything that you would like us to discuss with this, because this is a very interesting topic and fun topic. As soon as you work through your fears, this is very fun. And I have it's so interesting to look back and see how I was previously and how I feel about it now, and in relationships and stuff, and the differences between us. And, you know, I've always been a little bit about, whatever, good money. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, we're shifting, we're changing, we're learning, we're growing.
Upgrading.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Okay. So thank you for today. And see you next week.
See you, everyone. Cheers.
Ciao.